Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Martinez. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Francona reaches second base with a double. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Romano reaches third base with a triple. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romano scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Robinson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino takes first base on ball four. Adair moves to second. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Adair scores. Orsino moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orsino scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bob Allen now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Allen. Robinson moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Orsino hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Luplau fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Luplau. Robinson scores. Orsino moves to third. It's 4-1, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Bob Allen. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Curtis now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Curtis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Orsino strikes out. 1 out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Adair reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 5-1, Orioles. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Orsino is walked intentionally. Jim Perry now pitching. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-3 in the game. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Robinson scores. Adair moves to third. Orsino moves to second. It's 6-1, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adair scores. Orsino moves to third. McNally moves to second. It's 7-1, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orsino scores. McNally moves to third. It's 8-1, Orioles. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burton pinch hits for Ron Nischwitz. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-4 in the game. Gentile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.